be vulnerable. He's not here for the right reason.
Why am I crying?
That's delicious.
Be vulnerable.
Why am I crying?
That's delicious.
He's not here for the right reason.
Be more like Mussolini, you know?
Hello, and welcome to the Rose Pricks Podcast. The podcast where we act like pricks, making fun of rose beggars on The Bachelorette. I'm Ronnie Kerm from the Watch What Crappens Podcast and the Big Brother Smother Podcast. And here with me, as always, is my partner for The Bachelor shows, the gorgeous and talented Stephanie Wilder-Taylor from For Crying Out Loud.
Why, thank you, Ronnie.
Stephanie,
will you accept this rose?
Can I talk to you real quick? Before you give out a rose, can I talk to you? Luke is becoming more and more like Paul Newman's voice every day. Like, I think Paul Newman's dead. So let's just say the dead Paul Newman's voice, like coming from the grave.
Yep.
Can I talk to you about ranch dressing right now? It's like, die, Paul Newman. You're already dead. Leave me alone.
He is like 80 on this. You just expect him to roll up in a rascal scooter. Can I take you for a ride on my rascal to talk about my vulnerable feelings?
Vulnerable. He is like, you don't watch Game of Thrones, right?
No.
So there's this character on Game of Thrones, this beautiful woman with magical powers. And at one point, spoiler alert, don't worry, it's not too much of a spoiler, people. They're like, oh my God, you're going to ruin my life. But at one point, she's looking at herself in the mirror and she takes off this necklace or this bracelet, and then you see that she's really just like a 100,000-year-old witch.
Ooh.
That's just been wearing a magic bracelet. That's like him to me. That's like Luke.
Yeah. With the teeth. Well, his teeth give it away.
His teeth and his plugs. Like, this is the hometown episode, so we got to see them going home and stuff, and Luke's hometown, everybody's like really terrible. Like, you all know, you can see the Fantastic Sams floating around, is all I mean. Where did he get those plugs? Where?
Oh, well, I mean, but all the brothers look the same. Oh, no. You know what? I just confused myself. The other, which is the
You're
other
thinking
one?
Thinking of Orange Robbie.
Orange Robbie. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm taking long pauses because I'm smoking my big, stupid fake cigarette, okay? It's like the size of a cigar. I'm like, yeah, let's talk about The Bachelorette. Okay, so let's get started.
Right.
My first note is, oh, Lord, here we go. Because they're like, this week on The Bachelor. My heart is broken. It's like, oh, Lord.
I was getting really excited, but then nervous that it wasn't going to live up to my expectations. You know, I always get so high up there at the beginning.
What if you really liked it, but then you changed your mind?
So I have to another macro on this episode again, which is that it just reinforced that none of these people have a single interest besides relationships.
Yes. Well, that's true. My macro is you can't judge people by their hair. And
there,
we'll see why as we go along.
The hair game is insane on this episode. So much hair and so little hair at the same time. And so much hair sameness.
Yes, so many hair similarities. So many short pants. Like, still pants are above the ankle when they have to be dressed up.
And suit cuffs, the cuffs of the jacket are like up to the elbow.
Yes. And you start seeing people's personality change with their hair. Like, I've noticed with every single guy, there were like major personality shifts this week, and they were all represented in the hair. So we'll get that.
Yeah.
We'll get to that as we go.
All right.
Let's just start out knowing that JoJo is extremely connected to each of these four guys.
I've fallen in love with 25 guys this month.
Yeah.
And these guys, like, seriously, though.
Like, I could have fallen in love with all 25, like if the circumstances were, like, right. But I couldn't. So I had to narrow it down. So now I'm at 4. But I'm, like, definitely in love with all of them.
Yeah.
Because all of their walls are coming down.
The walls are coming down. Doot, doot, doot. So we start in Highland Ranch, Colorado, and this was another thing I noticed. These guys all come from places that are kind of like him. Like, Chase comes from a place that's cold, and it looks like he's wearing camouflage all the time because he's so white. I'm like, is that a snow cap movie?
You're right. You're right.
It's like a silent burp. No, wait, that's not a snow cap. That's Chase.
You know what, though? I started to like Chase. Oh, my God. I called him Clay. Because it's all like the same thing. Clay, Chase.
Yeah.
They're similar. Whatever. Yeah. I was starting to like him a little bit more just because at least like he had some kind of trauma in his past. Not that we ever find out what it is.
Of course we find out what it is 20,000 times. He's like, my dad got divorced and it broke my home. I come from a broken home.
Yeah, but everybody's parents got divorced.
To be vulnerable.
Yeah. And something more went on there because to just continuously beat to death that his parents got divorced. It's like, dude, you're still in contact with your dad. Most of us never saw our dads again. At least you have one. Shut up.
Am I supposed to cry to you? You had two bedrooms growing up, asshole.
I just kept feeling like, so, all right, well, we're getting ahead of ourselves again. But we do find out. So they're sitting on like a cliff.
They were sitting on a Ross fake fur blanket on a rock. I was like, yeah, this is not going to go well. And she actually said, because he said broken home like 20 times before the music even started. And she was like, oh, he's vulnerable. And I love how she says vulnerable.
Vulnerable. Also, here's my favorite part about that. Chase is like from a divorced family. So, Dodo, you're going to have to meet my dad separately. It's like really traumatic or whatever. And, you know, I didn't really talk to my dad for a while and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then her only comment is like, oh, well, is that going to make it hard to be in a serious relationship? Because I'm just letting you know that I really take this seriously. And like, if you're not ready to be in a serious relationship, then, you know, sorry for your trauma, but like, I'm here to be in a relationship. Okay.
Does it make it hard to be vulnerable?
Are you going to open your heart and drop those walls?
She's also like, okay, so we have to do family things separately, like twice. Like, so we have to meet your dad and then your mom. I'm like, geez, JoJo, like stop thinking about your Google calendar for about 5 minutes.
Because she's like, I mean, I feel like we're connecting, but I don't know if I'm going to be like connecting with your dad and your mom like separately.
What if your dad likes me, but then he decides he doesn't like me next year? Like, that's already happened to me one time with somebody I knew that had a dad. And she's JoJo's so stupid about divorce. She's like, they're divorced, so was it bad? And he's like, yeah, there was like lawsuits. Like,
She's like, because just for me, I don't want to have to like sue you to make sure that you're serious about our relationship. I mean, I'm very litigious when it comes to people dropping their walls. Like, I will sue you to make you drop your walls, but I don't want to have
to your non-vulnerability. So Chase is my personal favorite. Like, he's so hot and boring and dead-eyed. I just love him. And also, he did a lot of sobbing in this episode, which was weird but hot. Like, I love if I know that I can make a man cry. I mean, that's step one. And also, he still speaks so stupidly. It is hilarious. He's like,
yeah,
you know, this divorce, it's been hitting on my shoulders. Like, yes, because the divorce has taste. Of course it's hitting on your shoulders. They're fucking hot. Now do a handstand.
Oh, so, okay, so we go to Chase's house, and first of all, I texted you this, but there's the stairs. All you see is the staircase with no railings. Did they tear down the railings?
He's like, well, I've got my railings down. Next up, I'm going to work on my walls. And he's like, I didn't understand how deep his wound was.
Oh, so then Chase's dad comes over because they can't have the dad and the mom in the same place. He's in a new relationship and he has stepkids. And Chase clearly has issues with dad. And now, almost like an episode of Intervention, Chase is going to put his dad on the spot and ask his dad why his marriage to Chase's mom didn't work out. Suddenly we're in family therapy. I was on the edge of my seat. I'm like, I cannot wait to see what the dad says.
Well, don't fall off your seat because there's no rails to grab onto. The minute they walked into that house, I was like, well, Chase is straight. Because gay men don't live like this.
No, they don't. I agree.
Would be horrified. They'd be like, girl, you ain't coming into my house. You'd be like Orange Robbie. Like, we're going to my mom's house. She's got wine cups and tumblers.
Oh, my God. That was one of my favorite things.
So, yeah, he starts this whole thing. And she's like, JoJo is so bored with him. She's like, yeah, he's so great. He's so nice. He's so this. And Chase goes, I got it from you, Dad. And I was like, uh-oh, you just talked about what a piece of shit your dad was. So that's not a good sign for JoJo.
Yeah. He's like, well, you know, my dad was like really horrible to my mom. I mean, like he abandoned her and probably beat her and, you know, just threw her out on the street and we were all homeless. But he's really opened his heart with his new wife. So it's all good.
But, you know, God only punishes people by taking their hair away, and he's still got a full head of it, so I still love him.
Yeah, and then this was awesome. Well, wait, was it before we meet the rest of the family?
Well, this was when he's talking to his dad, and he's like, Dad, your divorce, like, I'm trying to realize why, like, hit like me. My poor Chase can't even speak. I think the show is the first time he's ever even talked. And the dad is like, well, I was on the corporate ladder, and I was gone a lot. And I feel real bad, son. And I want to make darn sure it doesn't happen to you. I mean, you're already taking better care of your skin than I did. That's a big step. And he's like, well, it's you're hard for me to be expressive with my feelings because, like, walls are up. I'm like, oh, my God. All you think about is construction. Like, all you're talking about is knocking down walls, and that's why you're ripping up your house, okay?
Then, in a move that we've never seen before, Chase actually asks Dodo to leave the room so he can have one-on-one time with his dad.
God, that is weird, huh?
Wasn't that weird?
Yeah, she's all going through his, like, toolbox to try and figure out where he hid the rails. Like, what person looks that closely at a man and isn't like, why don't your stairs have rails? What happened?
Yeah, it was so weird that they chose this show and this guy, who we don't care about, to, like, have a whole sit-down with the dad.
It was an awkward thing because then the dad starts giving him advice. Like, you can't completely invalidate your dad and then expect us to listen to advice, you know?
No, the worst.
He's like, my dad was the worst father in the world, but I still let him come over to my walls. And then he's like, Dad, I don't know. He's getting dad opinion. And the dad's like, well, Chase, I'm so happy for you, son. Is it real? And he's like, yeah, Dad, it's real. Like, it's really, like, real, real, Dad. She's amazing. Like, look at her, JoJo. Wow, Dad, real. And the dad's like, son, it's four men fighting over one vagina. I mean, at the end of the day, you can throw a bone into a dog park, but only one pit bull's coming out with that bone. What if you're not the pit bull, son? And he's like, I am a pit bull. I am. And he's, like, crying. He's like, I know. Trips.
He's like, Dad, because of you and your shitty parenting, I've never been able to love anybody, and I'm still not even sure that I could love now, but I'm willing to take a chance on because love.
Yeah.
And the dad's like, well, I want you to be able to love, son, because I loved, not your mom, but I love a new person, so it's possible.
I was in love when I was with your mother, mostly with secretaries. One time a lady who cleaned my room. My dad, And then the dad says, now remember, Chase, your decision affects all the lives of the people around you. I'm like, excuse me, person who ruined Chase's life?
Yeah.
Why would you give that advice? And then he's like, now, if you fuck this up, I'll divorce your mom again. I'll find her, and I'll divorce her again. Do not make me do that again. It's my fault, Dad. It's my fault. I know, son. I forgive you.
I need to find out exactly what happened, though, in that marriage. Because I have unanswered questions.
Ladder. It's called the corporate ladder, okay.
Okay, so now we meet the rest of Chase's family, and this got good. Because it felt like an SNL sketch.
The mom in a jumpsuit.
The mom in a jumpsuit who looks like Jan Hooks.
Yes,
got,
she
got
does.
Us her soul.
Good call.
Yeah,
she
looks
had a like
Jan
Hooks.
Hooks,
and also the lady who was on, I think, Alice or Mel's Diner or whatever. Yeah, the lady on Mel's Diner.
Yes, yes. Whose name I can't
the
remember.
The blonde one.
Yes.
I forget her name. Okay.
Yes, does look like that. Yeah. And she immediately starts talking about Chase's walls. Your walls are up. Your walls are up because of your dad. But we're going to bring your walls down. She had a lot of great quotes, this mom.
She's said, seen the show. You can tell the women of all the family members are so thrilled to be on The Bachelor. I mean, even this mom seemed thrilled, although you wouldn't know it from a jumpsuit. You know you're on TV, right? You might want to, like, change.
Oh, I think that was her Sunday best.
This is her new jumpsuit.
She looked like such an alcoholic.
She did.
She was just drinking and so big, and she looked like she pre-gamed a little bit. And I think this was the one that they were like thanking him for the experience, right?
Yes.
You're like, oh my God, Chase, it's amazing that you're letting us be on The Bachelorette. Oh my God.
Cannot believe her on that show. And then there was a baby with one of those suckers that has a mustache on it.
Yes.
And I was like, oh God, watch out. JoJo hasn't had one with a mustache. She'll be making out with that fucker in 2 minutes. Hide the baby.
Oh my God. And then the mom had all these, like, she talks to JoJo and she's like, you're so great. You're so great. I mean, Chase has some walls, but they're coming down. But listen, you know, if you're not having fun, you need to have fun. You know what I mean? Like, we're all about fun, right? So have some.
And JoJo's deep, deep question. She's like, I really think he's wonderful. We had hot chocolate on a cliff. So that was great. We left a blanket there. Didn't even pick it up. I mean, just so handsome. I do have a question, though. He tastes like Fruit Loops. Why is that? Why does he taste like Fruit Loops? His mom's well, he doesn't really talk very much. So, I mean, I don't know. I like him, but he doesn't talk. And his mom is like, have you heard him try to talk, honey? He literally can't. He can't do it. Walls came down on his tongue. He doesn't know how to form words. Okay. If he wants something, he'll point. Possibly say mama.
And what I really love about you, JoJo, is that you understand Chase's pointing. I think you guys are right for each other. I think you're going to find love. Then Chase talks to the sister and they just talk about how shitty their childhood was. And I still have no idea what was so bad, but apparently they can't love.
Yeah. And they're both
we can't
sobbing.
Love. Dad it was like so the worst sad. Dad that ever dadded ever. And now we can't love. Can't love. Walls are up.
Take your no one to work day because dad was a jerk.
You know, like I've been married. This is the sister. I've been married. You know, Chase, you know, you know me. I'm your sister and I've been married like for a while, but don't love him. Can't love. Ruined.
We've been hurt by people who are supposed to love us unconditionally. Like, remember the time we went to get donuts and they were out of crawlers? Like, this is dad's fault. This is dad's fault. Behind them was this lampshade with the Charlie Brown squiggles on it. And I was like, oh no, loser, bad sign. I love looking at signs in the house or in the background and stuff. And this time it was a Charlie Brown lamp in the back. You're going to lose, Chase.
Yeah. And then I just thought the mom was way too much. She was acting like it was like her audition for Broadway or something.
She will probably get a lead in the community theater because she was on the TV. And people will go too. She'll be playing like Gypsy's mom or something.
Yep. I may have lost a husband and ruined my children's lives, but ABC is going to see me dance and sing and act.
It's my turn.
Crying's not our style. Thanks, Sandy.
She's like, wow, Chase has really evolved. This is the first time he's walked in here without scars on his knuckles. What are you doing with him? Are you having him stand against walls? Fix his posture. So then mom and Chase alone, and he's like, oh, and he's sobbing. And she's like, oh, honey, women aren't attracted to that. Please stop it. I do like this girl. She loves dogs and hates fish. She can drop a box of Bandit wine in about 5 minutes. I mean, she's ready to join this family. Now, are you ready to propose?
Then is this the part where he's like, mom, like my walls are coming down and I'm going to say things that I'm scared to say. When I'm going to say them with vulnerability, with the walls down, and then I'm going to get love and deserves because I deserve some loves.
I deserves. He's like, life is like a pamphlet, and like in the pamphlet, there's a chapter, and JoJo's going to fill that chapter. It's like, what? So you're basically buying blank Moleskines and hoping that someone will fill them out for you? Write your own damn journal, fool. Oh. He probably thinks JoJo's going to really come in there and write him a diary of a life worth living.
The sad thing is, the worst part is all of these guys, all four of them, have the same thing. They're all, next chapter, I'm ready for the next chapter, I've opened up, I'm going to deserve love, I'm going to love, and
I've
vulnerable.
I've never heard more people who don't read talk about chapters. Weird. You know they're in a book on one of their nightstands, not a one.
So then they kiss.
My main note for this whole chase part was, I mean, he cried a lot, which made me... horny, just kidding. I mean, it made me kind of sad for him because he just kept crying, but my main note was, it is so sad to me that we live in this kind of a world where hot people have to try this hard. You're hot. You should be able to get whatever you want. You are fucking hot, dude. You're hot. You look like you have a big one. You work out like 10 hours a day. Just pick somebody. Just pick them and they will do whatever you want. You're hot.
Yeah, well, the nice thing is, this is going to bring him up to that level, and he's going to have a good life.
He's
gonna be the guy who was on The Bachelorette.
TV. Yeah, he's gonna get some pussy sake. Welcome.
And he's got a huge tattoo. We didn't see his tattoo this time, but we know it's there.
He's from a place with snow. Maybe that's why he lives in a cold place and he can't take off his shirt a lot, and so no one understands how truly hot Chase really is.
True.
So
all right.
They make out by the car, and she's like, I'm going to miss you.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, well, I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, he's like, I'm so relieved I opened up. I'm ready for the next chapter.
It's like, me too. Thanks for the snot you just got on my shoulder from crying like a little bitch. Okay, I'm going to miss you while I'm staring at Luke's dick outline. Bye.
Yes. Then we go to Chico, California.
Yes, Chico, California.
Heron has girl hips, and he's wearing jeggings.
Girl, he was wearing his skinny jeggings again. He's already worn this outfit, so I was so embarrassed for him. But he's wearing his skinny jeggings and that, like, TJ Maxx shiny motorcycle jacket thing with the shoulder
pads.
Yes. I was like, you already wore this, girl. You need to start taking Polaroids of what you wore before and making a chart so you don't embarrass your country. I'm embarrassed for Chico.
I am too. And oh God, I felt this was the best. Honestly, this whole scene was one of the best of the whole, well, besides Chad. Barring any Chad scenes, which were all the greatest, and maybe Angry Alex, but this was great. This whole thing, it was just all about Aaron.
Poor Jordan. But you know what? Jordan does it to himself. He's like, hey, you want to go see the statue of Aaron? It doesn't talk to me either, but I still love it. It's like, geez.
First thing they do is go to his high school so that, because you know he was a football star. That's all he wants to do is, and the first person she meets is my coach.
Why are high school coaches all obese? Why are they all obese? Have you noticed that? Is there a high school coach in the world that's not 500 pounds? What the hell?
Because all they do is drink beer with their team.
Physical education, boys. Run around the block. You're like, run! Run! So he goes to high school, like his glory days, God bless him.
Yes.
And the coach is like, hey, it's you. How's your brother? It's like, gee, thanks. Glad we stopped by.
Oh, God. And then Heron says something like, you know, if you would have told me the 17-year-old version of me, something, things would have turned. I don't know. He's a bunch of nonsensical like this. It's all about his football.
Yes. And he didn't really excel at that. So I don't know why he keeps bringing it up. And then the bell rings and I'm like, oh, my God, all these kids are going to come out and start calling him faggot because of those pants. And I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch this. Do not let them call him that, please.
Well, his pants are so tight that he walks like a geisha. He's just like with that little, like a little shimmy walk. He takes like these little tiny steps. Yes, my dog approves. Stop. Okay.
Also, I wrote that the coach is saying hi. And he's like, yeah, this is my coach. It's the first guy who decided not to start me. It's like, oh, embarrassing. And then the Spanish teacher comes up and he's like, oh, I'm your favorite, right? And she goes, oh, sí, uno de mis favoritos. I was like, oh, my God, you can't even be the favorite of the random Spanish lady on TV. Like, she can't even fake it for one scene. Poor thing can't be anybody's favorite.
No, no. It's the whole thing is about Aaron. And then there even, and then Dodo finds a picture of Aaron on the wall.
Shocker.
In the school thing. Oh, is this Aaron? Oh, look, it's a picture of Aaron. I don't know if you knew it, but there's a picture of Aaron right here. Do you see that, Aaron?
He's like, yeah, whatever. There's one of me, too. Oh, look, there's one of me. There's my head. You see the top of my head while I'm holding Aaron up on one of my shoulders. Well, okay. Big story here. The coach is a pervert. That was in the coach's office, and he has those one-sided mirror things where it looks like mirrors, but he's looking into the locker room. Gross. Yep. And then he's got pictures of the Heron brothers all over the place to jerk off to while people are out on the field. Gross. Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. So then we go to Luke's house, which
First they said, I'm so sorry because you're so right and we totally need to move on. I write too much notes for this, but.
Oh, what do you got?
First off, JoJo's like, oh my God, he wasn't hot at all, which was funny when she sees his pictures. And then they show them going to sit on the bleachers, but they have this like close up of a football just sitting on a field while he's sitting on a bench staring at it. And I was like, this is the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, this is supposed to be his hometown date, and they still have him sitting out while the football's on the field with the girl who's probably not going to pick him.
It was ridiculous. Well, and if she does pick him, it's strictly because his brother's Aaron Rodgers.
I know. And then behind them on the bleachers, because the high school name was something like that. It was Pleasant Valley. But behind them on the bleachers, it says PVHS. And I'm like, oh, my God, with just a little word jumble, that's HPVs. That's multiple HPVs. Run, JoJo, run!
Run straight into the arms of Aaron. She's obsessed.
Part of me worries if his family is going to be skeptical, but this is real. This is real. Oh, God. Does anybody have a Tic Tac? I still taste like Chase. Anybody taste like coffee? It's like, it tastes good, but then, God, you just smell like a dog the rest of the day. Anybody? Tic Tac? Orbitz? Anybody?
She's like, Heron, listen, I've been having a really good time with you, and I know you're not talking to Aaron right now, but is there just any chance that, like, he just might be at your house? Like, I don't want to get my hopes up too much, but, like, is there just any way that he might have just stopped by?
So because if we send him a text right now and tell him that your mother's on fire, he'll come, right? Like, he would come, right?
Because I'm just really concerned that you haven't talked to Aaron. So is there a way that we could just kind of, like, just call him or whatever? I could call him. You know, you could call him or I could call him.
Yeah,
talk
not
to him.
That I care. I mean, it's just that we're in high school, so I'm thinking about getting A's. Would that be one A or two? I forgot, Aaron.
Is it in your contacts? I know I'm holding your phone right now, and that's a little weird, but it's not to see your text. It's just to see, like, your contacts, because I was thinking of calling Aaron, because I care about you.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I had a pair right now, which sounds like Aaron. Isn't that crazy? Totally not thinking about Aaron.
So we go to the house so that we could talk more about Aaron. And we meet Luke, who, by the way, you said was not cute. He's cute. He looks like Aaron.
I mean, comparatively, he's like, okay, you know how sometimes on the street you see those old cars from the 50s and they're like gleaming and gorgeous? But then sometimes you see people who really just still have those cars and they're all beat down. And it sounds like people are getting shot because their tailpipe's always going off. That's all I mean.
Oh, my God.
No offense.
Yeah.
Also, I can't be nice. I can't feel any kind of warmth towards this guy because he has Aaron Rodgers' hair. Like, he literally has.
Yes.
Like, the younger one is trying to be Aaron, and then Luke is trying to be Heron. It's so sick. It's like this sick little trio. He's trying to have Heron hair, and then he's got some 20-year-old damn girlfriend with, I don't know, 20,000 pounds of weave who looks like she's auditioning to be the next Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah. She looks like a televangelist.
She does. She looks like a televangelist concubine.
She looks like she's going to go, friends, please be seated. I want to talk to you about Jesus.
Are you guys feeling sad right now? You know who else felt sad? Jesus, when he was on the cross. Now send us $30,000 so we can fill up our private plane. It's like totally one of those girls.
Like, please so send us sure. money so we can bring Aaron home to Jesus.
Now that Aaron's going to have somebody at home, too, it's just going to be all these women sitting around the table waiting for Aaron.
Yes. Yeah. Waiting for Aaron.
It's like sad little cats, like waiting in a, you know, broken down house for someone to drop some milk off, and it never comes.
So then I love this thing where they're sitting at the table and there's the empty chair, and Dodo's like, yeah, I mean, it's really nice sitting around with you know, Heron's family, but you know, there's a chair and there's no one in it. And I just couldn't help but think that other chair is for Aaron. And then the other chairs for Olivia Munn, who, oh my God, if I could totally meet Olivia Munn, I just know we would be besties. Why am I not meeting Olivia? And why am I not going to the Primetime Emmys this year? It's not right. Mm-hmm.
A lot of hearts would mean a lot to me, but one heart on an Insta from Olivia Munn would change my fucking life. Where is she? What's her number?
I know Aaron doesn't come over, but does Olivia?
Listen, I have one rose to give out for the hometown dates, and it's for Aaron. Then she pulls Luke aside to talk about Aaron.
Yes.
Like, oh, are you kidding me?
Immediately. Fucking, oh, by the way, when they're sitting there at the table, you know, I'm always looking for signs. They're sitting there at the table and there's this like, oh, Aaron's not here, this awkwardness. And then like, well, we don't talk about Aaron much. And then the dad right behind the dad's head, the mom has one of those decorations that says home. But the dad is covering the E. And I'm like, homo. More Aaron. It's like all the signs, you know? Who cares?
Yep, yep.
Just let him be gay. He'd probably come home a lot more if he knew that, you know, there was put a fishbowl of condoms in the kitchen. He'll be back.
Oh, God. So JoJo's like, Luke, I really, really, really like Aaron, but I just feel like something's missing. And that something is Aaron. And Karen told me about Aaron. And Luke's like, yeah, that's just weird that he told you about that. Because, like, we don't really talk about it that much. So he must really trust you. But I guess the truth is just that Aaron's hair just isn't tall enough to be in our family. So
God brings things full circle. Consider my hair. Full circle. It's literally in a full circle on top of my head. So is Heron's. Is Aaron's? I don't know. He wears a hat, which is also a circle, but not made out of hair. Do you know what I mean, JoJo? She's like, I do. So does he have a name on Skype?
Listen, I just want to add him to my contacts, mostly because I'm in love with Heron. You know, it really doesn't have anything to do with Aaron, but I just feel like, you know, he's family or whatever. So I just want to, yeah.
So if something were to happen to Heron and I had to call an emergency number, how would I get a hold of Aaron? No, you would just call me. Okay, but what if you were in the car with him and you both died? Like, who should I call to come to the hospital? What's Aaron's number? You could call my mom. Okay, well, let's say you guys are in the car and you ran her over it. Before you even say your dad, he died of a heart attack last month. So now who would I call? He's like, the 16-year-old with the giant fucking hair in the kitchen. Who do you think? He's like, God darn it! You'd think she's the girl, like, would just learn to tweet at him.
She's like, who do I have to blow to get Aaron's phone number? Oh my God.
The brother seems to have some quiet rage going on, by the way. He's like, yeah, well, we don't talk about Aaron, but he talked about Aaron. Yeah, he talked about it because he's using him to get some ass on a TV show. Of course he's fine talking about him now.
He looks like something happened in, like, the last game of his senior year, and he got hurt, and he was, like, hometown hero. This is the brother.
Yeah.
So the parents kind of were like, oh, you poor thing. And then he was just angry and rehabbing at home. And then he just never left.
Yeah, I think that's a very good call. I think there's a basement door that says keep out.
Yeah.
He goes down every night.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, my God, he could have been something.
Yes.
And then they'll just be like, Aaron. He'll be like, yes, mother. It's like the one way he pays them back.
Yes.
I love you, mother. It's almost believable. You're getting better at this.
So then Luke and Heron are together, and Heron's like, dude, what do you think of her? And Luke says, dude, you know, she's cool, whatevs. And Heron's like, yes! Luke really likes her.
Here's what I think about your girlfriend and the ba, 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 ba. Could you get some energy, please? Why are you talking like that, Marcel Marceau? Say something. You spent an hour, like, fucking ironing your hair for this.
Yeah.
Say something. And Heron's like, look, I feel things. I'm not wearing pomade today. I think that his personality is coming through in his lack of product. Have you noticed?
He's like, my hair is really carefree. Vulnerable.
Yeah.
The walls are down from my hair because there's no product protecting it. So it's really vulnerable.
My hair had so much pomade, it was literally a wall. But now I'm so vulnerable that my hair just flops around in my eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. So then Dodo pulls the dad aside to talk about Aaron. She's like, Heron is like so cool on his own. I mean, like without his brother. Like, I mean, even if Aaron wasn't his brother, which he is, even if he wasn't, I would still like him. I mean, I wouldn't be here, obviously. But I mean, I would, you know, whatever. I wouldn't spit on him on the street. But the point is, Aaron is his brother. So that's cool.
The mom's like, listen, I understand what you're going through. I've also had a lot of men lined up in front of me. And I've also wanted one to call me that would never call me back and settled for the one with a lot of hair gel. So we're totally in the same boat. She's like, oh my God, you could totally be my mother-in-law. Where's Aaron? Where is Aaron? Is he behind the couch? Aaron!
So then, then comes my favorite line of the episode. It was an OTF, and it's just what Dodo going, Heron is nobody's brother. He's a man I'm falling in love with. He's nobody's brother.
Oh, that's so nice. He should put that on his resume. It's like the only thing on there.
Yeah.
When she said he's a self-made man, I was like, I'm sorry, what did he make? Did he show you his room in his mom's house yet?
Oh, man. So then they go outside, and she gets insecure again.
This is her thing with every guy. She's like, yeah, but you say you love me, but what if you change your mind? I mean, I stopped myself from saying it because Ben broke my heart, and I'm really scared.
Yeah.
Like, you should be scared of diseases. I hope you're gargling with hydrogen peroxide after every one of these makeouts with strangers you've been having.
I just feel like I need to make out with a different guy just to make myself feel better about the fact that we just made out. Because that makes me feel really vulnerable. And when I'm vulnerable, I need to be vulnerable with other people.
And then he gets pissed. I really like when she says anything to him that's like, but do you really love me? He's like, ugh. He gets so mad and he gets squinty, pissed off, arrogant eyes. Like he cannot believe here he is again and he's still not getting what he wanted. It's like,
yeah.
I'll bet you'd make out Aaron. He's got dick breath.
Yeah.
You know, like he's all upset. And he's like, I thought we were past it. And so she leaves and he's all pissed off at her. So that was really awkward.
Yeah.
He's like, I totally sprayed Wrinkle Guard and put this jacket in the dryer for her.
Okay. Now we go to Orange Robbie.
Oompa Loompa. He squealed when JoJo drove up.
He put
his hands together and went,
I know. He's like, oh my God, I can't wait to see my girlfriend. We're going to go down to the holster and have some flirtinis.
At one point, he literally says, JoJo is everything.
Yeah, I know.
And today, you know that he's desperate as well because he's got that speed bump hair still. Like last week, it turned into a speed bump. This week, it's like the frozen yogurt version of a speed bump for some art show.
Oh,
it's just too much.
It's crazy. When he sees her, I think this is the moment you're talking about where he clasps his hands together over his chest. Like he looks like a coach in a kid's beauty pageant. He's like, yes!
You're doing so great.
It's like, I just got done with conversion therapy and I'm doing amazing.
I love his ability to be vulnerable.
She said that. So yeah. Robbie's like, can you give me a good whistle, girl? Can you? You better whistle, girl. Whistle it up, girl.
Yes, snap
it,
girl.
Pop it, girl. Snap it and a pop it. She's like, woot, woot. And this horse and carriage comes up. And I'm like, just please take this carriage to Fantastic Sam. Somebody has to help him. You don't look less bald with that hair, okay?
Oh. And then... Oh, it's so funny. My
Why does everybody in this town look like an extra from Lincoln? Why? Everybody. Like, oh. It's like always a Civil War reenactment over here. Like,
it's so true. So true. So then JoJo says that she loves Robbie and that he said, I love you. And then
he said it first. So yeah. She's closest with him. Right. That's she's all like, she needs. She doesn't need actual love. Just as long as you say you love her, she'll do whatever you want.
Yeah. She's like, so, Robbie, you said I love you, and you said it first, so that means you're the most vulnerable. You win the vulnerable contest, but I'm still conflicted.
If I pinched you, would you bruise? Are you vulnerable?
She's making me crazy, because with every guy, she's like, I just need to make sure. What if he changes his mind? But she's like, in this case, she's like, well, he said it first, so I kind of love him, but I'm conflicted because I need to make sure that his relationship is in his past. Because, like with Ben, I'm like, you didn't even have a relationship with Ben, and you're still talking about him. Why does everybody else's relationships have to be in their past when you're still, like, frigging yourself over Ben every night? Shut up about Ben.
I know, but you know what's so weird, too, is that Robbie is like, I was with her for 4 years. And we got in a huge fight, and I'm never, ever, ever going to think about her or talk about her again.
Yes.
I mean, it just makes him seem like a psycho. And she's happy about that. I just want to make sure. I mean, you were with her every day for 4 years. I just want to make sure you're never, ever going to talk to her or speak to her. Never.
I would just hate to fall madly in love with you if you're still in that chapter. Like, I want another chapter, like a different chapter.
Like, I want to connect with you. Like in a different, like a preamp, like a intro or an epilogue. Like, I don't want there to be an epilogue to this chapter. It took me a long time to get to that analogy.
I want a short story. Can we just make, I want to be in your next Audible book.
Yeah. I want to be in your novelette.
What if we're in the middle of our Audible book story and then someone turns off the car? Like, what if that happens?
He's
girl.
Can we put in our earbuds and listen to it on our walk, or how's that going to work? I don't know. He's like, I'm really scared.
Look, girl, hoes before bros. She's like, that's all I needed to hear, girl. He's like, yes, girl. She's like, everything. And he's like, yes.
And then he does my favorite thing, which is he goes, this is the greatest moment of my entire life. What could possibly go wrong? The Lenny and Squiggy. Hello.
They're at some weird, like, Red Lobster place on the patio, and his pits are sweating through his undershirt and his overshirt all the way down to his muffin top.
I know.
And he's got coke eyes. Like, his pupils are dilated. They look like dimes. And he's looking all over the restaurant, but he's got that slick, smiley slick where he's looking down his shaved-off nose.
Yes.
Kind of down at her, like, you can trust me. You can trust me. Like, this guy, everything about this guy says cokehead liar. And possibly sucks dick. Don't do it, girl. Run.
I know.
While he's saying he loves her, he's looking at the salt and pepper on the table. Like, that is not a good sign, okay? He's like, I love you. And, you know, watch Law and Order, you guys. When you're, like, looking away, that means you're lying.
I don't even know what he wants out of this. Because he doesn't seem like he wants... do you think he wants an acting career? Why is he there and working that hard?
No, I feel like if he had actor friends, they'd be like, why do you have a speed bump on your head? Like, you can't do that. You have to be more marketable. I don't know. Like, get Republican hair. You know, like a nice part down the right or something.
Yeah.
I think he wants parties. He wants to go to parties in L.A. because these bachelor people, apparently, from what I read on the People magazines, apparently they all know each other and it's some big inbred community. And once you're in, you know, they have these huge parties and there's like hundreds of other people from The Bachelor and they just all fuck each other while they pretend to be married.
Yeah, he's thirsty in a weird way.
Like, literally thirsty. Like, you can't exfoliate that much and not drink water. Your skin is starting to become transparent. You look crazy.
Oh, boy. So then he and JoJo, that's when they go to his house. And so you got Robbie and his walking up with Dodo by his side. And John said, approaching that door right now are two beards. And I laughed really hard.
Pretty much kind of a visual.
Yeah.
The Orange family. Now let's get into the family of Orange. The dad Orange. The mom's not orange. She's like leathery brown. I just wrote, this family has a bizarre relationship with spray on things.
Yes. Later, when the mom talks, did you notice this one? You can't see her teeth when she talks.
Ooh, bad sign.
Where you're like, it's like she's wearing dentures. It's like her upper lip completely covers her top, all her teeth.
Well,
being
from Texas, we have our Hicks as well. My family is some of them. And very similar to Florida. I lived in Florida for a while, too. And I was like, these are like Texas people, but they smell more like salt. Like, we're all kind of too dried out from the sun, a little broken down. The dental care may not be that good. When she said, hey, when they were coming in, she's like jiggling all this Ross Dress for Less jewelry. And one of her eyes like started closing and twitching really hard, but the other one stayed open. And I was like, no, that's my mother-in-law.
Yeah,
I want that bitch from my mother-in-law. She looks amazing.
Oh, God.
And she really does have those plastic wine glasses that are inside tumblers.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Inside a tumbler. Yeah. That was I froze the TV on that. So I was like, is that for real? So they immediately all sit down and clink glasses. And I was like, oh, my God, they all have the same hair.
They clink their glasses within glasses.
Yeah. They all have their hair. All of them have the hair shellac.
They do. There is a younger brother of Orange Robbie who, I mean, I don't know if he's gay. I don't have a gaydar, but I do have gay projection where if I want you to be gay, you'll just be gay in my head unless I see you with a vagina. But I'm just wanting him to be gay. He is so cute. Oh, my God. Do you know which one I mean?
They all look the same to me.
No, he has like nerd brother and hot, possibly gay brother. And they're also both the only two people in the family who are pasty, which means they're like, I don't know, the pasty sheep in the family or whatever. So cute. I would have sex with both of them. One looks like he has a job and one looks like he works out.
I'd have to actually go back and look.
You don't have to. They're in my brain.
Okay. Well, Robbie is definitely gay. What straight guy ever says something like, well, when it does work out, it's going to be a fairy tale?
He's like, bros, like, no one. You know how much sleep I've gotten? Zero. Do you know how many panic attacks I've had? Like, multiples. Multiples.
Like, more than zero.
And the brother's like, yeah, I know. You exfoliate when you're nervous, and I can actually see your temple bone. So I know you're scared, bro. I know you're scared.
He keeps his hand, though, in the zero sign. And he goes, you know how much sleep I've got? Zero. And then he goes, you know how many panic attacks I've had? And his hand is still doing zero. He's so dumb.
It represents like a butthole now. Represents a butthole now. Like, dude, learn different things. Learn different signs. You're confusing people in the bar.
And then, okay, so then Dodo talks to Robbie's mom. And she's like, he's so vulnerable. Oh, my God. He vulnerables the shit out of vulnerability. I'm telling you. This guy is, like, vulnerable.
Totally. She watches this show. She knew all the keywords. She's like, he loves you so much. He's vulnerable. He's emotional. He's honestable. He's here for the right reasons. I'm like, oh, geez, mom. Okay, you're hired. Okay, now blink with your one eye like five times in a row. Please, please, please.
Okay, then we got some intrigue because suddenly I felt out of nowhere. Robbie's mom is like, okay, Robbie, I need to talk to you about your ex-roommate who said that, like, you broke up with your girlfriend to go on The Bachelorette. Like, people are talking about you. So I just thought you would need to know. And he's like, what? It was the worst acting. I've seen better acting in dinner theater than these people in this weirdly plotted out, scripted, what, mom? You heard what?
But it seems, I like that he asks the important questions. In person or online? LOL.
Right. Like,
what, no one has the internet but your mom, whose tongue is, like, so hard from last night's woman Viagra that it's like a stick. Her tongue kept coming out like this. It was like, what? She couldn't curl it. I love this woman, by the way. Whoever you are out there, please be my mother-in-law. I'll marry your young, hot, possibly gay son. I mean, it did seem kind of acty, but the thing that's not acty with him is that this guy cannot lie, and also probably does too much coke. But he still has dime eyes, and his hair looks insane at this point, and he's totally red, and his veins are popping out of his temple, which is what happens with Real Housewives when they get too much Botox. But the guy just, I don't know where his blood is flowing. Like, he's freaking out. He's turned from orange to, like, I don't know, sherbet. And I'm worried for him. So he goes up, and the girls who also watch the show, his sisters, are sitting on the bed with JoJo, like, he's so vulnerable, and here for the right reasons.
The most vulnerable ever. Like, if he wasn't our brother, we would totally, like, be with him because of his vulnerability.
I mean, we'd still fuck him, but we can't marry him, of course. We're not Hicks.
Yeah. And he's like, girls, get out of here. I need to talk to JoJo alone, like, right now.
Like, whatever, drama queen, this is mom's bed. But they're used to him being, like, the total diva. So they leave just rolling their eyes with their glasses and glasses.
Right.
So Robbie's like, I've been honest about my past, and if this is the chink in my armor, and I was like, oh, my God, please say your ex wasn't Chinese. Please. Because this would be so embarrassing for her.
Wait, but you forgot the fact that he's like, girl, I need to tell you that people are saying that I'm not here for the right reasons, but I am.
It's like, what reasons? What are the wrong reasons? What are the right reasons? Tell me about your reasons. What if your reasons change in a year? And he also refers to everybody's using terrorism as, like, the worst thing. Like, Black Lives Matter, they're terrorists. Like, everybody's whipping that word out so much now, and it's ridiculous. And he's no different. He's like, babe, my mom was just telling me about chatter she heard on the internet. I was like, oh my God. You're not the release 28 pages, okay, idiot? It's like something on Instagram.
Well, I do know that if it doesn't work out between these two, she's going to blame it on Hillary Clinton. Because Benghazi!
She's like, well, are you saying that your ex-roommate doesn't understand how to work email, or she purposely deleted things saying that you were here for the wrong reasons?
Hillary Clinton killed our relationship. She left it there to die. Robbie! Well, and then Robbie's like, I need to tell you about my ex, Hope, okay? We had some issues, and I thought there'd be some changes, like her getting a penis, which she promised, but there weren't changes, and then we had a big fight, and she slapped me.
Yeah, it's like she got mad at me because I was sick of being the top all the time. Who does that? And JoJo is so ridiculous. I mean, I actually think she's, like, so nice and bland. I can't hate her, but I really like the girl, but she's so ridiculous. She's like, just tell me the truth, Robbie. Did you, like, break up with her to come on the show? Okay. Did you, like, maybe break up with her and then you were coming on the show and then you kind of still had something going on with her, but it wasn't really a relationship. It, maybe you were just trying to help her, but then she made you look bad by going on to People magazine. I was like, you're projecting because this is exactly what you did 2 weeks ago.
Right.
That's like the exact same thing that she's accused of.
It's so
like
true.
Being with somebody else. No. I'm like, this girl is so dumb. She doesn't even understand that she's just basically repeating her own situations.
Right. I thought for sure that he was going to fess up. Didn't you? I had a moment where I was like, he's going to go like, all right. Yeah.
I am telling you the truth for sure now. For real, for sure. Yeah.
Like none before I true. Wasn't. But goes, now I'm telling you.
She goes, well, is it true? And he goes, what's true, that I was going out with a girl and then broke up with her just to come onto a show? Like, whenever they're repeating it, it's a lie. And also, again, he's looking off, staring at something else, sweating out of his male pattern baldness while his veins are popping and his coke eyes are just, like, staring at a salt and pepper shaker somewhere. And he's like, no. She's like, oh, my God, I'm glad we had this talk.
Yeah. She's like, I was feeling conflicted, but I don't know. I just really love him. Because he's vulnerable.
He was the first man when it started raining to not put an umbrella on me. He had an umbrella, but he wouldn't hold it. And I think it was to hide the fact that he was in a full body sweat by now. He's like, just take it away.
And then the camera pans over to the umbrella in the rain. Someone left the umbrella out in the rain.
Upside down, gathering water.
Yep.
So sad. So now let's go to Liz.
Burn in Texas, who talks like this, the more I hear him talk.
Oh, Luke and Dodo sit on a bench, and he gives her grandma kisses. That's what I have down. He's like,
grandma kisses. Hey, this is how my meemaw used to kiss me growing up. And all I want to say is, like, I look outside and I see the sunrise and I'm like, whoa, like, the sun, I'm like, it's rising right now. And, like, my love for you is also rising. And, like, sprinkler systems, am I right?
My hair is rising. My hair is the highest. If there was a hair contest, my hair would be winning right now.
What is this guy ever talking about? He just goes on these nonsensical, open-ended sentences just trying to convince somebody of something. I don't even think he knows what show he's on. He's like,
if you spin the wheel, sometimes you'll get 100 and sometimes you'll get to go back to the beginning. And I'm like, JoJo's not going to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Checkmate. Got your brain, okay?
She's like, that is so romantic.
He's like, I'm wearing my lumberjack shirt. And if we're having a picnic, I can take it off and lay it down and we can pull out some grapes and eat some food. At the reunion of my family.
This guy, I'm not even believing that this guy's a real human being anymore. I think all of his family is faked. There's no way he has a 65-year-old father. It looks like his little brother, like without plastic surgery. I don't buy it. And my biggest question is, before he even sees JoJo, he's walking up the train tracks, I guess. Was it train tracks? He's like walking into Texas Street. Okay, how can you be knock-kneed and bow-legged at the same time? I don't think I've ever seen him walk. Now look, he's a vet. Now, if something happened in the war to him, I hope I'm not making fun of him for that, because that would be terrible and I automatically take it back. Otherwise, what the fuck you walking like that for? Who walks like that? Like his hips and his knees were broken, and then they decided to switch the sides of them when they put them back on. He walked like a damn crazy person. Did you notice?
I know. Yes, I did.
It was super weird. And then when he has to sit down, he's like,
okay, I'm going to sit. Maybe a higher chair? Is there a lift?
He's like 80. Yeah. He is.
He's 80.
It's weird. And the teeth, I can't keep my eyes off his teeth.
You hear like the diapers crunching and getting careful or comfortable in the chair.
There's no chemistry for me between these two.
And at this point, she's so bored with him, she can barely hide it. And she goes into JoJo sportscasting mode where she's like,
well, here's how I feel about Luke. He has such a silent confidence. I'm like, 10. I give his silent confidence a 10.
He's so, like, doctory about everything.
And that's okay, when if you were going to pick somebody to win, right?
Sitting down. Oh, yeah, sitting down. Okay.
Did you feel like there was any chemistry between her and any of these guys?
The only one that she legit seems to want to fuck is Heron.
Yes. But
we know that she only wants Aaron's phone number. So, yes. I mean, she's pretty obvious about that, too. But that's the only one that she's faking any kind of chemistry with. The other ones, like, I was actually, you know, no matter how hateable a person is, these guys are usually actually pretty nice. But no matter how hateable they become on a reality show, once you get used to them, you can start liking anybody, you know? And I started actually feeling bad for the guys because JoJo is just doing shady shit. Like, every one of their parents, she's like, I just want you to know that, like, your son's super important to me. And, like,
I'm totally falling in love with him.
Yes. But the only one that she seemed like she was actually in an interview for was the Heron family, because she was like, well, I really like him, and I understand the Aaron thing, and I'm okay with that. You know, I'll just sit in Aaron's chair, and hope you like me. Like, that was so obvious. Yeah. I don't think these other ones have a chance. She knows Robbie Gay.
Yeah, she was working so hard for Aaron's family, and he was the only one that she was like, I'm really nervous. I really hope they like me. The other ones couldn't give a shit.
Yeah, the other one, she's
didn't
like,
care.
Oh, awesome. A family party at a park. This is yeah. why I left Texas, you motherfuckers.
Yeah. Every single one of the guys, though, she's insisting that they say I love you. And when they do, she's like, okay, I really like that you said I love you. When she has no intention of being with at least three of them.
No, I think they're not douchey. They're all kissing her butt too much. And Aaron yeah. really doesn't. Like, he gives the most hateful looks when he's not getting his way.
Yeah.
He's kind of a controlling douchebag.
Yep.
He's extremely arrogant, semi-good looking. And, you know, he has a family home and his parents look like they can kick it within the next 20 years. I think that that's like a retirement plan and a future fun Christmas in her mind.
Yes, I agree. That's it's a lifestyle.
I think she's only kept Robbie so that she can like tell Aaron that she's totally fine if he's gay. She's like, see, I'll still like you if you're gay. I've kept Orange Robbie this whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. I see. Well, later in the episode, but I don't want to blow it. Okay. I'll get to my thoughts on that later. Okay. So Luke, I have here Luke and Dad sit down. So they're at a family, they're at some kind of reunion with a ton of his friends, blah, blah, blah.
He's then like, Luke, look, this couple met in the eighth grade. I used to teach them.
And then Luke and the dad sit down and Luke asks his dad, so like, what made you decide to marry mom?
Well, and then it's one time I was traveling a lot for work and I don't know. I was masturbating. And I thought this would be much better. It's like a big piece of ham that I had stuck it in. And then I remembered that your mom was at home. And then I thought, ham. And that's it. So happy, son.
Oh, my God. And then Luke's like, yeah, that's amazing. And then the dad's like, but you know what? More important than me fucking ham? I just want to thank you for serving the country.
Did you notice how Luke looked away like with mean eyes after he said that? He's like, okay, well, thanks. Like, like he does not like when people bring up his military service. What is that? Luke also has semi-hateful eyes. I know that we've already said that about Aaron Rodgers, but I think it's true about both of them. He has like some dark hatred in his eyes.
I agree.
It's uncomfortable. It's like you've got Boss Hogg sitting across from you, like the sensitive version of Boss Hogg who just wants a hug. And you're like, yeah, thanks a lot, Dad.
Yeah.
Then they meet his twin brother who's like 96 and talk about the arthritis in their thighs and, you know, what a bad mistake it was switching your knees. And then he starts with his bullshit with JoJo.
Oh, this is my favorite.
No, you go.
I'm a big person that likes to picture things in my mind. Like, I like to daydream. And, like, when I picture stuff, it's like a daydream or, like, a really big dream. Like, because a big dream for a big person. Anyway, you're, like, a totally good daydream or whatever.
I'm, like, literally sitting here, like, I'm falling, like, in the future. I'm falling for, like, things. And, like, I think I want in the future, like, you know, future things. And
she goes.
But it's a bit scary. How I know it's real is when I start getting, like, scared.
She does that thing where she kind of pats him and then she goes. And then goes in for a kiss because she just wants him to shut up. Like, he will not stop talking and none of it's making any sense. And so she's like, oh, my God, just shut up, boring person.
Yeah.
And then he grabs her face really hard so she can't kiss him. And he's like, no, I want the future. This is the future. I want this future. Like, future of, like, the future. And, like, did you see Back to the Future? I didn't like that movie because I wanted it to be, like, now in the future. You know what I mean?
Like, she's today. Like, yeah.
She's like, shut up. So finally they start making out, and his old man waddle is flapping like a flag at half mast, girl. And
did you notice that his nose is very sharp? It's like a pickaxe. So it looks like he's just, like, attacking her with a little, like, a nose axe when they're making out. It was distracting.
A pickaxe and a flag.
Yeah.
It's like the Luke visual from this. What's with all the weird noses in this? You know, I'm not like a nose hater because I'm Lebanese. I can't be, but like his has a pickaxe nose, and then Orange Robbie has a weird that he obviously did himself because the rest of the family doesn't have it. But it's like slope down, like an odd Muppets kind of slope. And yeah. then Aaron Rodgers has that extra bulbous part at the yes. end of his nose, like Woody from Toy Story.
Yes.
It's weird. The only person who doesn't have a weird nose is Chase. Right? So yeah. I think he's out.
Yes, he's out.
She loves a nose.
So then Luke is like today was pivotal, but I want her to know I'm falling in love with her, you know? So like I have this like really weird, I mean, some people might think I'm a psycho, like taking her out into the like the woods to kill her with my pickaxe nose, but it's not. It's like there's a heart out there because I need to show her.
That was so awkward because right after the old man Waddle kiss, the music just stopped and she's like yeah. looking around and she goes. And he's like, what's wrong? I'm going to walk you out here. My heart is there for you. You have my heart. Like, I look at this grass and I'm like, whoa, like, look, there's a heart in it. And like, you're like a grass, like. You're like a grass that has a heart in it, except instead of that heart, it's like my heart. We don't have to sit down, right? Because it'll take me like 15 minutes to do that. Heart. She's like, oh, I'm so bored. She's like, please bring the plane. Where's the plane?
He's like, do you see over there? There's a can of oil. It's a tin can of oil. Can you get it for me?
I may have eyes from Coraline, evil mother, but I'm also missing a heart like the tin man, flower, JoJo, heart, mine. She's like, the plane, please.
And then they go into that Dan and Shay song. And we build this love from the ground up. They always go into like a country, like a Rascal Flatts. Dan and Shay, like big swell of country music.
Yes, and then the Country Music Awards pops up. It's like, yep. Coming soon, the Country Music Awards. Yes.
So then it becomes obvious by the fact that there's only 8 minutes left in the show that there's not going to be a rose ceremony. Right? You saw that coming.
Not that it should take that long, but right. Yes. Like, she should have just been able to walk in there and be like, okay, I'm keeping the three with really weird noses and bizarre hair. Chase, I'm yeah. sorry. Love your dead eyes. Get somewhere else in your house. I'm not going to kill myself trying to wake up for breakfast.
So then JoJo says on the OTF, this is so hard. I think I need to say goodbye to Luke. So right away, we kind of know she's not going to say goodbye to Luke.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, she says right up front, I love all the guys are riding up to this private jet. And Chris is like, hi, just pulled one off in the closet. What are you up to? I'm like, hey, bro. And Robbie, they're all so romantic. Robbie's like, wow, if I get a rose, like, I get to go on that plane. And like, a trip. Like, he's yeah. obviously excited for the trip.
Yeah.
And then Luke comes in. He's like, squeak, weird hips. He's, like, trying to, like, robot walk through there. And then Aaron's like, fuck, yeah, I'm going to win. I'm not coming yeah. in second place today, mother trucks. Like, oh, you guys are all so in this for yourself. No one is here for the right reason, Saka. So
then,
I think Luke felt the
Luke-
ice.
Yeah, he starts like, I've been obsessing about the fact that I haven't told her I love her. Yeah. Like, I didn't do it.
And I think he knew when she, like, basically burped in his face during their kiss the other day that she was done with him. And he's freaking out because all these guys care about is winning. And you yeah. see him looking around all scared. He's like, he goes, the other night after dinner, I think I waited too long because I told her, like, my heart was hers, but, like, I didn't, like, I don't know. She didn't seem impressed. Like, I think she burped, but I'm not sure. So he's like, can I speak with you for a second? I'm like, dun, 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 dun. Remember the other night when your hips were hurting? Yeah, but also I was like, my heart, and I was like, is your heart going to pop right now, old person? Yeah, but also, like, on the ground I made a shape. Well, that was great. Wish it was a hole I could have jumped into. Yeah, so I love you. She's like, he loves me. That changes everything. What do? He said I loved you.
To be continued.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh,
while
no,
she's
no.
breaking
no.
down.
Then she has a breakdown.
She's like, what crying. If I make a mistake? What if I say I love you, but then they don't love me? But then what if they say they love me, but then in a year they don't love me anymore? Like Ben, who I'm totally over.
What if I pick Robbie, but like he's still in love with his girlfriend of 4 years that he didn't break up with because he's not here for the right reasons? But what if Luke is 85 and he's just pretending to be 27 and he dies? I could have nobody.
What if Aaron comes back? I want to be in the seat next to Aaron. I don't want to make the wrong choice. Bram, 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 bram. Sob, sob, sob. I was like, LOL.
So then my brain, because I'm just obsessive, was like, okay, I don't understand. Okay, so next week it's a double episode. So it's an episode where we have the rose ceremony and then she's going to let one go. And then we're going to, and then what's the rest of the episode? Because it's not the, oh, well, you, this isn't your show. They have the overnight dates. Okay, this is how it normally goes. So then they have the overnight dates. But usually, then we have a men tell all. Then you have the last episode where they meet her family, the two guys.
Oh my God.
So next week should be the overnight dates. There'll be a rose ceremony. She'll let one guy leave and then she'll have sex with the other three.
She's still going to let Luke go. I mean, who can listen to Luke? At least Chad may be an idiot too, but at least he's a silent idiot, you know? And who doesn't like Garfield?
Yeah. I don't know. I think the fact that she said, I've got to let Luke go, means she's going to let somebody else go.
But which Luke, only leaves like, Chase. He will not stop talking. He'll be no. like, yeah, here we are on an overnight. Like, we're in the same room. Like, there's a bed. Do you know how I feel about alternative down? Like, totally different because love and I'm feeling. I don't think she can take it anymore. She's still going to dump him, I think. That's my guess. I don't know, obviously.
Okay. My guess is that she's going to dump one of the other ones, not Heron. I think she's going to dump Chase because she said she's going to dump Luke.
Yeah, because I don't think she's going to end up with Chase or Luke.
No, she'll dump them both in the next. Those will be the next ones to go no matter what.
Yeah, I think Robbie, she's not really into, but she's got her gay friend now. And I think there is that part of her that just wants to go on the overnight date to give him the helicopter and see if she can ever get that thing hard. I mean, a woman likes a challenge.
I think that she's going to let Robbie go at the end because it's going to be, she's going to. Something's going to be where she says, like, I'm not 100% about his ex.
Yes, exactly.
So she has to have a reason to be out for that guy to let him down at the end.
Yes.
This is my thinking.
That's going to be her reason, and she's going to use that in the future when she leaves when she leaves whoever she picks. In the future, she's going to leave him and say, I should have known because I wasn't over at Ben.
Yes. Yes.
And then she'll get another spinoff, like, bitch gets to make out with another 30 people at.
Yes.
Whatever. So that's the end of that one, eh?
Yeah.
Nice one.
Yeah. We went for a long time.
We seem to be ending up at, like, 110 to 115 every week, which, you know, it's like 10 minutes less than the actual show. So much fun. Everybody, thank you for listening. You can find us at rosepricks.com. Our links are all over there. And thank you for reviewing on iTunes and giving us stars. That really helps us. And if you have friends that you want to share this show with, share it. Just share it. Just
please share it.
It's adult and they won't get mad at you for sharing it.
And Ronnie, thank you for making our new theme song. I love it.
Oh, yeah, new theme song. Sorry if it hurt your ears, everybody, but I just recorded those things off my iPhone and had so much fun.
I love it.
Guys, be
it's
vulnerable,
so funny.
Okay? Go out in your week and be vulnerable.
Be vulnerable.
You can find us at rosepricks.com. You can find Stephanie at S. Wilder Taylor on Twitter. And you can find me at Ronnie Caram on Twitter. Our podcast, Stephanie's other podcast, is called For Crying Out Loud with Lynette Carolla.
Yep.
And mine is Watch What Crappens with Ben Mandelker, which is Bravo podcast. And Big Brother Smother with Matt Whitfield, a Big Brother podcast. And that should do it. Come find us.
All right.
You guys, until next time, I love you. Bye. Love you.
Be vulnerable.